You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Not too long ago, you couldn't be in a bowling alley or pizza shop or an episode of Sesame Street, where this music is from, without hearing the electromechanical sounds of the pinball machine.
They're getting harder to find these days, but there is a growing niche of pinball purists out there who still want to be pinball wizards.
Today in our Curious Wisconsin segment, we talked to Tim Enders and Steve Tully. They are pinball enthusiasts, and they're members of the Mad City Flippers Pinball League. Tim, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be here.
Well, Tim, let's start with you. What is it about pinball that generates such a passion for you guys?
I've been just doing it since I was a kid, inspired by my brother a little bit, and just, you know, being down at the shops by West High School, started playing Flash and just got really interested in it.
Flash was your first machine. Steve,
yeah.
What was yours?
Mills Cannon Fire. It was a flipperless pre-war one that my aunt and uncle had in their basement when I was a kid. Yeah.
No flippers, so what do you do?
You just nudge it and hope for the best.
Okay, my first memory was Evel Knievel pinball machine. Evel Knievel was the superstar of the 70s, and of course, he had a pinball machine named after him. I was never very good at it, though. So Steve, with that pre-war one, what's the history of these machines? Where did the pinball machine come from?
Late 1800s, I guess. They started with basically like a billiards, a board lying flat with pins on it, and they'd shoot a ball there and have it bounce back and forth and have it land in a certain spot, and you'd add the score up by hand. You know,
so it's like horizontal pachinko, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. And eventually, as electronics evolved, they started putting switches and relays and score reels on it, and now it's computer controlled with all kinds of bells and whistles on it.
So, Tim, we've got, I didn't know this, pinball leagues and tournaments going around here in the state.
Correct. Actually, this weekend, Mad Rollin' Pinballs will be this Saturday at Pooley's, which we actually have a monthly tournament over there as well, where anyone's welcome, and we encourage it.
Now, can you tell watching someone play the serious player versus the, yo, pinball, cool, I'll give it a try? Steve?
There's a certain intensity to the better players, and but you never know. An amateur can get on a roll, too, and keep it in play and shoot the flashing lights and keep it in play as long as you can.
Now, that's the key. Now, I think of pinball as largely a game of chance, the way I play it. And, you know, yeah, I can do the flippers, and I'll catch the ball and wait and, like, pick my shot, and I can do that a little.
Nice.
But what about, you know, nudging it and controlling the ball without tilting the machine and shutting down that round?
There's definitely an art to it. You know, certain machines are set a lot lighter than other machines. It depends. In tournaments, for instance, they're definitely, the tilt is set a lot lighter, where if you shake the machine, bump it a little too much, or the continuum of that, you know, you run the risk of tilting.
So it's in tournaments, it's harder to get away with nudging, you're saying?
Definitely. And you have open lanes where they pull out posts, and it's typically a lot faster game.
Wow. Okay. So, we see fewer and fewer pinball machines out there. You see them all over at arcades. Now it's kind of a retro thing. So, Steve, as a pinball guy, where do you go? How do you find machines still in service?
On the internet, there's maps. What do I want to say? You can search for where pinballs are on, like,
Pinside.
Pinside. Yep. There's a website. Pinball Rebel has a pinball locator, and it goes worldwide. You can find bars and bowling alleys and places like that that have pinball machines, and start from there. Find out when the tournaments are. IFPAPinball.com is an International Flipper Pinball Association. They have a calendar of different tournaments worldwide. And statewide.
And I've been to places that really specialize in retro, in some cases video games, and pinball machines. And they're, I mean, it's mechanical and electronic genius keeping these things aligned. Have you guys ever gone under the hood on these, either of you?
Both.
Both,
yep.
Yeah.
So what do you do, Steve?
You kind of have to, it's definitely a hobby thing if you want to keep it running well. You have to learn how they work, and it's an electronic thing, kind of like a car guy or train. Model railroad, you know, you have to kind of learn how they work. And there's a lot of help on the internet and through our pinball league and stuff like that. There's a lot of help there and the chat groups and things like that.
And is there a lot of trading of parts and things like that? Like, I need a Fetzer valve for my machine?
Absolutely. I mean, my brother, for instance, has a real big collection of parts. He's definitely a great repairman. So I think a lot of people are knocking on his door. So
Well, I want to talk about some of the great machines. I mentioned Evil Knievel. My favorite series was Cabby, Pinbot, and Bride of Pinbot. I told you guys
Taxi.
This.
Taxi is the Cabby right. one you're talking about.
Hey, yep. Cabby, they yell. Gorbachev yells yep. on that. So, and you, I said those, and you're like, and you named the designer. Who?
Yep. So, Python Angelo on the Pinbot, yeah. And then Mark Ritchie on Taxi. And then what was the other one you named?
Bride of Pinbot, and Taxi.
Okay, yeah. sure. Yep.
So, and this amazed me. You knew, you guys know the designers of the pinball machines.
Yeah, and some of them, it's, yeah, you just kind of get to learn that stuff through being immersed in the hobby.
Have you met any of the legends of the game who have designed some of these?
Absolutely.
Yeah, at Pinball Expo, they do it every October down in Chicago. They usually, that's where pinball is. Basically, that was where a lot of them were built, and Stern's still in business. And they have a Pinball Expo every October, and a lot of the designers come and hang out, and they have an autograph session. But, you know, they're passing through looking at their machines and stuff like that.
So I said my favorite's Tim. What's yours of all time?
Well, I would go between Twilight Zone, Circus Voltaire, and my newest machine, Metallica. So I love the band.
And so that'll play bits of Enter Sandman or whatever while
exactly,
you're
playing. Exactly,
exactly right. Or maybe more hardcore
yep,
songs.
Yep, Battery and anything you can think of. I mean, it's great. And Tully has Rolling Stones himself, so...
Okay, and Steve?
Yeah, they've got a Rolling Stones game I really like. And Adam's Family is a kind of a go-to favorite. I've got a couple older ones. And, you know, favorites kind of come and go. You'll tire of one after a while. And then I've got about a dozen in the collection. And, you know, you'll play the heck out of one for a while. And then it'll rest. And then all of a sudden you'll go back to it. And...
Now, there have been computer game simulations of pinball machines. Heresy, or is that something worth playing, Steve?
I don't really play them, but I've seen them, and, you know, it's amazing how realistic they're getting, and it's good to practice and learn the rules.
And the physics. And, Tim, yes. Where do you see the future of pinball in this video game tablet age?
I think it's good for learning the rule sets, definitely, but you're never going to get the feel that you do with an actual pinball because it's actually real life with the steel ball, but you can learn a lot of the rule sets.
Are we nearing a pinball renaissance? Is there a critical mass where people are making the machines and playing enough to bring it back and see them in more places?
I think so, because I hope so, because a lot of the video games are dying, I feel, on location, because you can play them on your smartphone, but pinball is pretty difficult to replicate on a video screen.
You got a tournament coming up, either of you guys?
Mad Rollin' Pinballs this Saturday. So, and you can go there. It's for cancer, and you can play a side tournament. The tournament itself is full, but you can play a side tournament, so we encourage that.
Great. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Honored being here.
And Tim, thanks to you as well.
Thank you very much.
That's Tim Enders and Steve Tully, pinball fans, pinball players. They're members of the Mad City Flippers Pinball League.
If you want to be a guest on Curious Wisconsin and tell us about your story, or if you want to nominate someone else, call our hotline. It's 855-683-5422 or email centraltime@wpr.org.